bring him here to me, I will do it. Our work is God's work. He does all the work. Some work he has delegated to us, human beings, and to his creation. Although there are certain works only God can do, and he does, and he will do them. Follow me with me through Matthew chapter 16 and 17. In Matthew chapter 16, we see a climax, Caesarea Philippi experience. We all know where Peter confesses that Jesus is the Christ. And then Jesus sternly tells the disciples not to tell this anyone. From the mountain, they descend to the level ground. And Peter says, "Do not let this happen to me, Lord." And Jesus responds, "Flesh and blood did not reveal your confession to you, but the devil is after you, persuading you not to follow the path I have shown you." All this because immediately after this confession on the mountaintop, Jesus predicts his passion on the valley, on the level ground. That's where life happens. Chapter 17, the verses preceding our text, introduces us to the Mount of Transfiguration, where the disciples are privileged to see the Old Testament heroes in that transfiguring experience. And there too, from this elated experience, Jesus predicts the passion that the Son of Man will be put into the hands of elders and chief priests, and they will put him to death. Nevertheless, in chapter 17, after this transfiguration experience and before the passion prediction, something else happens. The story that we just read. Something that happens in the valley where people struggle with daily experiences of fighting the evil forces. We know that our fight is not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of this world and the powers of darkness. They constantly haunt us. That's precisely where this person finds himself. His son, now possessed, we will call, actually moonstruck, as the text says, by a certain kind of a disease. We call him epileptic, and he is actually, in my opinion, demon-possessed, because he would jump from water, and he will jump into water, and he'll be fearful of fire, and he would still try to jump into fire. The forces of evil are at work. The story in this case is such that the disciples did have a hand on this, and the man reports to the Lord, "Your disciples tried to heal my son, but they failed." In Luke chapter 10, we know that the disciples succeeded in doing a few things like that. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends his disciples two by two, and they do all this work, preach the kingdom, and then come back to Jesus and say, "We are amazed. In fact, we are surprised that even the demons subject to us." Jesus tells them, nevertheless, "Be happy, but too much, not too much. Be happy, nevertheless, that your names are written in heaven." The purpose of even casting the demons is for the kingdom of God to be demonstrated among us through the work God himself does, and only God can do. Of course, the disciples cast the demons, we think, but don't try this at home. They even walked on snakes and pulled the scorpion by its tail. And if you believe in the extended ending of Mark 16, you might even want to try that. But do not try that. This is God's work. We have a certain work to do. We have seen the miracle of miracles. We have seen the perfect work of God by sending his son Jesus Christ into the world to pay for our sins, and by his death and resurrection, give to all of us eternal life, a life of forgiveness, a life filled with the Spirit, a life in its fullness. And he has given us a work to do. And we are called here in this place to do that kind of work. Led by the Spirit, cleansed by the waters of baptism, not fearing fire and water anymore, but only embracing them as the means by which God speaks to us through his word. In this place, we train, we practice the art of this warfare, dealing with the word, in, with, and under it. God working through his means to calling us to his altar to be empowered by his grace so we may go out and do his work, even in Mark, going out and making disciples of all nations. So here in this place, we gladly learn and gladly teach, practicing the weapon of warfare, even the word of God. God grant us for Christ's sake. Amen.